old school skills like home cooking and gardening and darning have been lost a bit in the flurry of modern life, but volunteers in Motueka are planning on bringing them back by teaching these skills to people who are keen to learn. I'm joined by Maureen Irwin. She is a Supergrants coordinator and a community connector at Golden Bay Work Centre Trust. Hi, Maureen.
Kia ora, Jesse. How are you?
Good, thank you. Where did this idea come from?
I was employed by Golden Bay Work Centre Trust as a community connector, which is a post-COVID response from government to help people connect with other agencies. And in the office that I sit in here in Motueka, I also work with Nicole, who's a youth service worker. And so I was getting to see a lot of the young parents, like really young parents, and noticed the skills gap that, you know, they didn't have a lot of the old-style skills from, you know, from my parents, I suppose, my era. So I remembered that Supergrants had begun in Wellington in the late 90s, and I wondered if they were still around. And so I Googled them, and yep, sure enough, they were. And so I made contact with them, and then Kate, my manager at the Golden Bay Work Centre Trust, then got in touch with them, and we started, seeking funding, I suppose, to get us up and running.
How will it work?
Well, the Wright Foundation, the Wright Family Foundation, has funded us for a year. So, and Supergrants Aotearoa have got a lot of resources at hand. So how it's going to work is that I'm going to meet a whole bunch of people that are interested in volunteering. And that doesn't need to be grandmas. It's just people in the community that have got a certain set of skills that are really more than happy to volunteer their time to help our young ones learn them again.
Are the young ones enthusiastic?
Yeah, mostly. Mostly they are. I think that for young people today, it's about, you've noticed over lockdown, both of our lockdowns, we've noticed a lot of people starting to pick up the desire to knit and crochet and do other crafty type things. And of course, they've not been able to go out to takeaway stores and things like that, so they've been needing to cook. So there's definitely, that desire in the community.
What are some of the skills you're teaching?
Well, given that Monday is my actual official start day, and the interest that I've had so far is from the Crafty Tarts, which is a group here in Motueka who do knitting and sewing and all sorts of things craft-wise. And I've had a couple of people from that group that have immediately said, yes, I'm keen to help. And we've also got Good Bitches Baking here in Motueka and Nelson, and it's in other parts of the country. So those are bakers. So I'm picking up volunteers through that. And we've also got the Motueka Seniors group here, which is quite an active group. So we're looking to them. I'm also looking for men who want to teach, you know, tyre changing and how to check the oil in the car and, you know, to remember to check when your warrant of fitness is due and all of those sorts of things.
Great. All women who could teach those skills as well, I suppose. Good on you, Maureen.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the details are on our website, rnz.co.nz/Jesse, if people want to find out more. And thanks for doing your bit for your community.
Awesome. Thank you.